Hello, and welcome to the May 2011 OpEx Leadership Podcast. This is Mark Tussey, President of OpEx Leadership, LLC. And with this month's podcast, we're going to kick off our series, How Not to Be Lean. In this series, we're going to look at some of the common errors or failure modes that people run into when they're trying to implement Lean. Now, the first How Not to Be Lean topic I'd like to cover is what I think is the most common error, and that's just copying. This is just taking a tool or method that you've seen, say, during a plant benchmarking visit and applying it without really understanding why it's applied and what problem they were solving or condition they were improving by applying it. I've encountered this a lot over my career, but there's one glaring example that comes to mind. A few years ago, I was kicking off a lean transformation in a large automotive component plant and was going through the plant looking to see what the current condition was, trying to understand what they had done so far, or if there was any understanding of lean in the plant at all. I noticed that in some of the assembly stations, there were some sheets posted that had what looked like process steps, pictures of what must have been some critical steps in the process, and information concerning what models this applied to, part numbers, safety equipment, and so on. Later, I asked my tour guide to explain to me what those sheets were, and he told me that they were their standardized worksheets, that they had been on a benchmarking trip and had done some study and talked to a few people and understood that standardized work was a basic foundation item that had to be in place in order to run a lean plant. He was right about that. So I set up a time to go out with him to the shop floor and talk about how they developed this standardized work and what the results were. Now, the first thing I noticed on our Gemba visit was that the worker wasn't following the steps that were on the standardized worksheet. However, that wasn't the first thing that I asked about. The first thing I asked was, how did you develop the standardized work? How did you get these steps? How did you get the information that's on that sheet? He told me that the first thing that they did to develop standardized work was to develop and agree on the form, the format of the standardized worksheet itself. He said that took about 6 weeks. They had come up with several proposals, several different options for standardized worksheets. They'd met in a room, discussed it among engineers, supervisors, managers, and so forth, to come up with a format that they could all agree on. After that 6 weeks, they presented that to the vice president, and the vice president gave his blessing to the sheet, and then they decided that it was time to start rolling these out on the shop floor. Good, I said. It's really nice to have, and important to have, a standard format to have everything look uniform. It shows professionalism and that you're really serious about this method that you're trying to roll out. Now tell me how you got the information onto that sheet. Well, he said, that was a huge job. We knew that we would need some help with that. So we got some summer interns to take our IE data and start to transcribe it onto the form, as well as go out and take pictures of important quality points so they could drag those and drop those onto the form, print them out, and start hanging them. We're not completed yet, but they should be done in the next several weeks. This is an obvious case of copying. They'd seen the method standardized work during a benchmark visit to a world-class facility, decided it was important to have, and rolled it out without really knowing what problem standardized work should be solving. Naturally, I knew what I had to do next. I had to teach them about the problems that standardized work should be solving. I had to teach them that we become more efficient by applying attack time or customer demand rate and understanding the cycle time of each process so we can rebalance work and make improvements. I had to teach them that standardized work drives quality by building it in at the source. And I had to teach them that 5S is so strongly coupled to standardized work by making sure we have the right amount of the right resource in the right place every time we do the job, and that repeatability is driven by having the correct sequence of operations defined so we can compare that to how the worker is working to make sure that they're driving the process to be repeatable and help them correct any errors they may be making in that. So after some convincing of the leadership of the project and the plant, we were able to go out and redo standardized work in a way that led us to much better results in efficiency and quality. As a matter of fact, they achieved world-class results. Now, the most important thing we rolled out during the standardized work retake, if you will, is getting the involvement of the workers on the lines themselves. They have so many ideas. They know how to make their job more efficient. And most importantly, if they're involved in developing the standardized work, the sequence that it should be performed in, they will follow it. Never underestimate the power of the improvement ideas that can come from the workers on the shop floor. So what was learned through all this? Well, first of all, they learned that you must understand the problem you're trying to solve or the improvement you want to make before you begin rolling out any method or tool on the shop floor. As a byproduct, they also learned that you should always involve the employees. Employee involvement is required to run a world-class lean organization. In summary, copying tools and methods will never lead you to the result that you want. First of all, understand the problem you're trying to solve or the improvement that you need to make to become more operationally excellent. Understand the causes behind that, what needs to be changed in order to make the improvement, and then the proper tool or method basically selects itself. This is how you roll out a good lean transformation program. Thank you very much for tuning in to the May 2011 OpEx Leadership Podcast. If you'd like more information, please visit my website at www.opexleadership.com or send me an email at info@opexleadership.com. Until next month, this is Mark Tussey. Thank you.